we're here in the days preceding the start of the Fringe, even a couple of days before, and there's a nice buzz, and I bumped into Stefano Bocchicino.
Bocchicchio.
Bocchicchio, see, that's my first attempt to describe something.
Nobody gets it right. I have to spell it to Italian people. Is that difficult?
Okay, just say it once more.
Bocchicchio.
Okay, thank you. And you're making your directorial debut at the Fringe as someone who I've seen often up here, you know, promoting shows, lots of shows, which you're also doing here. But tell us about your show. What's it called?
It's called The Principle of Uncertainty. It's been written by a quantum physicist who graduated at Cornell University. And he presented the first version of it in 2013 here at the Fringe. And at the time, it was his publicist. And from the moment I saw it, I thought, this is good, but it could be made better. Mm. So it took me 3 years to pry the script from his fingers. And I swapped the gender of the main character. She's now a woman scientist. And the play starts as a straightforward lecture, and then there is a proper emotional curveball that takes everybody by surprise. We actually did 3 weeks already in London at this new theatrical space that I'm the artistic director of, called Draper Hall in the Elephant and Castle, and we had great feedback. On purpose, I directed it so that the lines between a lecture and a play are very blurred. And many of the reviewers and the audience said we were not quite sure we were in the right place, but we were enjoying the lecture so much that we stayed. And then my actress, called Abby McLaughlin, is perfect in that role. Unfortunately, she said yes because I didn't have a plan B, so I asked her, but I didn't know if she said no, who else was going to do it.
Now, I want to strip away a bit the promotional version of you, which there's a little bit of that in there, because I'm really interested also in the human, that we're all vulnerable human beings up here, whether we're directors, reviewers, actors. Take me even further into that process of a directorial debut, coming to this for the first time, the fears, the hopes, lessons that you've learned so far, having done 3 weeks, coming to the biggest arts festival in the world. Just give us a bit of insight into that first time as a director.
It was not planned. So I, for one, was totally surprised. What happened was that I believed in the text, first and foremost, before my intervention. I sent the script to one of the venue managers here, and just for a feedback, and he wrote back, what slot do you want? And I honestly thought he was joking, because I didn't think we were ready, as you know. But who is ready, really? If we collectively were to wait to be ready, we would never be here.
In terms of your biography, have you seen yourself in the mirror as a director for a long time, or did opportunity just present itself?
I'd done it in the past. Then my professional life had taken like a sideline by word of mouth. I was called to be more of a publicist, PR and strategist. I suppose it's the first love, you know. And I think the question there that one has to ask is, am I still able to do it? It just felt right, and sometimes you really have to trust your emotions.
It also sounds like the script itself woke you up to this possibility.
Definitely, because I could see almost in photoshopped in what it could be as opposed to what it was. And I kept seeing that version of it in my mind. And it is fantastic now to be able, for me, to see it in actuality. And at that point, you know, you're so deep into it, obviously you have to ask people you trust who were not familiar with the script what they saw. And as I said, we had a really real... We had the response I wanted. That initial confusion, but elation by the end of it. But as I said, I would not have attempted it had I not believed in the script.
And artistically, because it's almost also the role of a potentially a very interventionist director, possibly a dramaturg and also a writer, to look at a piece that you're impressed with and then flip the gender of the main character.
The reason why I wanted to flip the gender was because of the emotional burden of the character. And I thought a woman scientist in her role would have had to steel herself more than a male colleague in order to achieve what she achieved. So without giving any spoiler, the downfall is that much more remarkable because of that. So it was not to go along with fashion. There was a real reason why I thought that would add to the dramaturgy of the piece.
And did it lead to much rewriting, or did the words still pretty much work?
I rewrote the beginning. I cut out quite a number of things, and I rewrote the ending. But I had the total approval of the playwright.
But was that done at a distance, or did the playwright, you know, walk into the theatre room and tear the hair out?
Couldn't. It wanted to, but it was somewhere else. So we had scheduled for him to come to rehearsals, but it couldn't. And I can sense that obviously there's a bit of ambivalence there because it was his baby to start with. It now sees it as a separate entity and very much in quantum physics, like a parallel universe. In a parallel universe, this would have been his play. And so much so that he said that sometimes when perhaps he will have to perform it in France, maybe it will start from this revised script as opposed to the initial script.
You've just given us the image of, well, an infinity number of Edinburgh fringes in parallel universes. One seems to be enough for most people. Take me into your rehearsal room.
Oh, the rehearsal room was trying to find the character. First and foremost, we had to find a character, and which has something in common with the actress, but obviously not entirely. So we had to dig very, very deep into her backstory in order for her to perform what she does during the hour that she's on stage. So we went into psychology mode in order to understand her motivations and her past.
As a director that's done quite a lot of, you know, effective promotion, which is a very willful thing to do, you know, did you have to take off some of that skin to be a director, or did you use some of those resources?
I tried to take off as much as possible because I didn't want any thoughts at the back of my mind of this would work promotionally, this would not work. I just wanted to be acting and choosing things purely on their artistic method. But also, what really, really... One I wanted to keep in mind at all times was the truth of the tale that we were saying. So sometimes that truth took us to different points that we would expect to. And I think at that point, it is our duty to follow the story. As you know, a story that works acquires an inner life that must not be denied.
So there were bits of the skin you had to take off. How would you describe your style as a director?
In this particular play, I tried to be as invisible as possible. Honestly, I would be very happy if people thought that there isn't a director there. That the woman you see on stage somehow is a scientist, and she's delivering a lecture, and then she starts telling you something about her life. without the intervention of a deus ex machina who comes in and says, oh, do this gesture, which I didn't do, actually. So I see my role as a director in this particular play almost as a facilitator, somebody who stripped away all obstacles between the story and the audience. Mm.
And when you arrive up to the Fringe, which gives you, you know, an opportunity to play this show quite a lot of times in the biggest arts festival in the world, with 3 weeks of performance and feedback under your belt, how finished is this now? What's the role of the director at an event like this?
It is totally finished. It will be my role, if something goes astray, to take it back to the starting point. But at the same time, I will try and facilitate any development that may arise. So strain off the point, no, because of fatigue or something. But organic development, absolutely.
Final question is really an invitation to you to do an invitation with that skin of promotion off in a way. And this is the director's invitation, therefore. What's your invitation to people up here to come and see The Principle of Uncertainty?
You're going to see science and emotion colliding and merging. And what starts as a straightforward lecture turns into something that will present totally impeccable, mind-blowing science with a heartbreaking twist.
In a parallel universe, you don't go to see this show. In this universe, you do. So thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.